around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, folks, if you could only hear the things we talk about during the break, I tell you, sometimes it's gold. It really is. But all right, well, listen, after a very busy hour one with the Travel News Roundtable, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, Open Road with RJ, we got the Destination Spotlight. Hour two of today's live broadcast begins now with week 254 of the National Communal Forum. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. The clock, as I look at it, is telling me right now it's a little after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, February 1st, 2025. And holding us on for us on that show hotline, we have three of our now 600-plus weekly stations. Mary, who is on the show?
We do. Okay. Let's welcome Brian Papstein, General Manager and host at our Eureka, California affiliate, FM 106.3 KINS Radio. We have Ted Farnan, show host with affiliates AM 1400 and FM 98.9 KFRU Radio in Columbia, Missouri, and AM 1240 and FM 103.5 KLIK Radio in Jefferson City, Missouri. And we have Sergio Sanchez, Program Director and host with our McAllen and Brownsville, Texas affiliate, AM 710 KURV Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Nice hearing everybody there. So, Sergio, we're going to start with you in Texas. I know we've checked in with you a few times during the Biden years as your area of our country has been, you know, really impacted by the illegal crossings in the border. So, well, unfortunately, undoing, you know, the disaster that's been created there by the open border policies, the former president, that's not going to be fixed overnight. But we certainly do know that President Trump ran on fixing illegal border crossings, going after the cartels and all the mass deportations that are starting here in this country. I want you, if you can, give us a report, you know, right now on what you're seeing and feeling locally. Has there been any positive impacts from the deportations that are occurring and the slow that's happened, the dramatic slow of border crossings? Because you're not that far from South Padre Island, and spring, you know, break's going to start soon.
Yeah, 10-4. The dramatic drops, yeah, that's probably the best two words to describe the illegal crossings at the border, down to a trickle, hardly anything. And that's been going on for several weeks now in anticipation of Donald Trump showing up. So for Border Patrol, again, at the river, it's pretty slow going, and we've got a lot of extra security from the Texas National Guard, DPS. It's a very, very secure market. I will say, for those of y'all that are coming to South Padre to visit for spring break, remember the Mid-Valley. It's called Progreso, Texas. Nuevo Progreso, Progreso, south of Weslaco. That is the place, the island in Mexico. If you want to just walk across and enjoy some artisans, jewelry, leather goods, and leather boots, you know, do the Mexican tourism thing, that's the place to go. And, of course, back to South Padre, you got Starbase right next door with Elon Musk. You can actually walk right up to the rockets almost and touch them. It's really quite the sight right next door in Brownsville is Starbase. Nature tourism is very strong, always has been throughout all these years. People come down here for bed and breakfast and ranch country, bird watching and nature reserves. That's a big draw is nature tourism here in South Texas as well.
Yeah, I recall it for the bird watching. We've actually talked about that on the
Ken
show.
Kaufman,
that was a great report. Thank you, Sergio. All right, so Ted, I do want to ask you a destination question about Columbia and Jefferson City.
Sure.
But I would be remiss if I didn't mention the elusive Super Bowl three-peat that hopefully is in the cards for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I say that as a Giants fan, Ted. I would expect the state is already in a sea of red jerseys, hats, and high hopes.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the big event next weekend, and we know a lot of people around the country maybe want to see a new champion, but we're still rooting for the Chiefs here to get that three-peat.
All right, and then as far as Columbia and Jefferson City, both west of St. Louis, east of Kansas City, we've seen reports on Columbia calling it the fastest-growing city in the state, but I don't want to leave out the capital city, very historic Jefferson City. Give everyone listening a brief snapshot on both cities.
Yeah, well, Jeff City, as we call it locally, has one of the most beautiful state capitals in the country, and it's a smaller state capital. It's only about somewhere around 35,000, 40,000 people, so it has a very local feel. if you come visit. But the Capitol, obviously, is the biggest attraction there. For Columbia, it's a typical large public university college town. It has a vibrant downtown scene, lots of quirky stores, locally owned restaurants, bars, things like that. But we have special events coming up, like in late February, February 27th, we have something called the True-False Film Festival. Hmm. And it's all documentaries. But we bring people in from across the nation and even internationally to they have documentaries they've made, and the directors are there to answer questions about the movies that they've made. And it's really become quite a unique event. Yeah. It's kind of like Sundance Film Festival, but with a little bit more down-home feel.
And you are in a great part of the state, no question.
Thank
as Mary
you, Ted.
Just said, right, you know, Columbia right off I-70, and I know Jefferson City south of that. So I do want to, Ted, though, I want to move us out to Brian in Eureka, California, and that's a station that's been affiliated with this program since its beginning. So, Rudy, you want to go whatever direction you want with Brian?
Sure. Well, Brian, Mary, and Robert have talked a lot about enjoying past travels to Eureka. I know you're about 275 miles north of San Francisco, about 100 miles from the Oregon border. And our producer alerted me before the show today that the L.A. fires have resulted in folks relocating to your part of the state, the northern part of California. We're also updated. Let me just add this, because this was interesting to me. She also told me that despite an $8 billion bond passed by state government to build 17 new water reservoirs back in 1998, to date, California has permitted or built any one of them. What's going on in Eureka?
Well, southern part of the state is a little bit different. We're like 6.5 hours north of Sacramento also, and don't really have an awful lot of say. It's all Southern California where the voting blocks are. Sure. But with the fire in Paradise and then in Butte County and then in Santa Rosa a number of years ago, as well as L.A., there's just a lot of people in the southern part of the state. Southern for us, they're just tired of it, so they will they're moving up here. Equity escapees are kind of what they're called, because they can buy a heck of a large house here as compared to what they have in LA and the Bay Area.
Can you handle them?
Oh yeah, it's we have an awful lot. I think it's about 70% of our land mass in Humboldt County, which is the size of Rhode Island, is government owned. Uh-huh. So it really is kind of forced into along the coast and then along some of the highways. But
what's one reason somebody should come to Eureka right now?
Right now, because it's raining. How's that? No.
Well, and you do have, Brian, we saw that. There's a lot of rain headed your way. I want to really ask real quick for you, and I need 10-second answers on this. Favorite place that you visit in your own state? And we'll go Brian, Ted, then Sergio, real quick.
Right here, the beach in Humboldt County. It's quiet and empty.
Ted?
Well, my second answer after Columbia, I'd say St. Louis.
St. Louis, okay. And then Sergio.
Don't forget the Big Bend, a beautiful Big Bend area, Texas.
All right. Guys, listen, love being part of your stations and being able to connect with your communities. Thank you very much. Folks, you just heard us talk about football. Well, spring training baseball is coming. The longtime legendary voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling, is next for the Personal Connection.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan on your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARRY, cbdistillery.com, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Make your 2020 25 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Last hour, you heard about the South Beach Wine and Food Show here on the program. RJ shared his Florida travels with all the car shows and events happening there. Something else that's about to begin in Florida, folks, Arizona as well, I'll add. That's spring training baseball, and today's personal connection is sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust simplysafe.com/carry and protect the people and places who matter most to you from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods from broken or even frozen water pipes, and many other things. This is a company we've been working with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They actually help stop them before they begin.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the fire, police, or ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. As a show fan, you're going to save 50% at simplysafe.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Living here in the New York City area, there is one voice that's synonymous with baseball for us, and that's the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. John is celebrating 65 years in broadcasting today, February 1st. He officially retired as the Yankees broadcaster at the end of last season after 35 years behind the mic. John's experienced not only with the regular baseball season, but he's seen a lot of spring training baseball as well, which, as Robert said at the rejoin, is the focus for today's personal connection. Off to that show hotline we go. Let's welcome legendary John Sterling onto our show.
John, it's a pleasure to have you joining us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and actually, thank you for inviting me.
Well, we really appreciate it. So, listen, as a lifelong Yankee fan, your voice has been connected to many celebrations that Mary and I have enjoyed with our sons over the years. And although the team didn't end last season as we all had hoped with a World Series victory, I guess as the saying goes, hope springs eternal, John. So, in a few weeks, actually next week, pitchers and catchers will start reporting to spring training sites in Florida and Arizona. And in 3 weeks, we're going to start to see some spring training baseball games. So I absolutely love this time of year. I think attending spring training baseball is such a great way to enjoy your team. It's also less expensive. What are some of the things you've enjoyed over the years about spring training, John?
You know, I can't think of anything. You know, spring training, what I really remember, because I was so excited about finally getting baseball, was when I was with the Hawks in the 80s, and I was the new guy of the four guys on the air, and they had me fly. I did a Hawks game on a Friday night. Saturday morning, I had to fly to Florida, broadcast a Braves game. They wanted to introduce me, and then get my little tail back on a plane and fly to the Omni for a Saturday night basketball game. So I think that's what I remember about the spring. I enjoyed Fort Lauderdale. The Yankees were there in my time, 89 to 96. And then 96 till now in Tampa. You know, the games are slightly unimportant. Susan and I used to get a kick out of when they, in the fifth inning or sixth inning, when all the kids would come in.
Right.
And when we would do their names for a few days, we kidded like they were part of the family, like we knew them, these guys who aren't going to make it and get set down. But anyway, it's, as you say, it's a time to renew your interest in baseball and get ready with it. And
Well, that's a good thing.
And I'm, by the way, it's 36 years behind the mic for the Yanks. And I'm really glad I don't have to go down there again.
Well, that's pretty honest, John. 36 years. Okay. Listen, you know, so you're in our personal connection segment of our show where we do get a little personal with our guests. We talk about passion for travel and just for your career. You've called over, I think I have this right, 5,600 Yankees games in your career.
Well,
is that right?
Actually, they cheated me out of a lot of games. And let me tell you why. On November 1st, but it could have been the 2nd or 3rd, in 1981, I broadcast my first Atlanta Hawks game. And from then on till I left to join the Yanks in March of 89, I never missed a game. And I was doing baseball and basketball. So there are some years I did 220 games. Then I joined the Yankees, and in mid-season or late first season, my wonderful sister passed away. Cancer, of course. And I had to, they were flying to Seattle, and I had to take a couple of days off to put my sister at rest. And then I came back, and I never missed a game till from November 1st, 1981, till July 15th, 2019.
Right.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Well,
with all of that.
It's phenomenal. But they cheated me out of it.
Oh.
Because they said, they cheated me out of it. They said, well, you missed two games. I don't call that missing two games.
No.
I call that a death in the family. And so actually, it's more than the number they gave, but that's good enough. What's the difference?
I mean, John, listen, again, you know, there was a player at one time, we all know, Lou Gehrig, so you were the Lou Gehrig of broadcasting for sure. But I want to ask you this. You know, we've interviewed people on the show, dads and sons, dads and daughters, families who have traveled to every major league ballpark around the country. They make it a big travel event. Some of them do the spring training games. Certainly, if you're in Arizona, you can see multiple games a day because they're so close. But what is it about the game that you love at your core that you hope others, when they go to a game, they feel?
You know, I don't know. I've told this story, and it's being used. I was a little boy in the middle seat in a car. And in 1946... you weren't either of you a gleam in your parents' eye. 1946, your parents probably weren't born.
They were not.
Anyway, listening to they put the World Series game on Cardinals and Red Sox. Why, I can't tell you, but I will tell you this. During that broadcast, we're driving along. I fell in love with baseball, and I haven't given that love up. It's more than ever. And here it is, 2025.
Well,
so I'm very lucky. And that was true also of basketball and hockey and football. Now, I love music just as much. And so I've had, you know, sports and music to carry me through life. And here I am, 86. And I love all those things just as much as ever.
Well, John, I think most people, if they've had a chance to hear you call a game or so, you enjoy mixing in occasional music to your broadcast and with some songs, no question.
Yeah, every now and then I'd sing some popular song or not popular song.
So let me ask you this. You know, you think about it, and we have about 2 minutes left in the interview, but from a logistics standpoint, did you ever talk to anybody involved, maybe with the clubhouse personnel, about how big of an operation it is for these teams to get all the equipment, the uniforms, you know, all of the related items transported to and from Florida or Arizona for spring training?
Well, it's become, as you know, true of all sports, those four that I mentioned. Now, they've never had the success that they're having now. They've never made the money. I mean, you can tell that by looking at the salaries of the stars. I mean, the Yankees offered Soto $50 million a year for 15 years, and he didn't take it. Obviously, he didn't want to come to the Yanks because they provided him so much, the right ballpark and the right protector and Aaron Judge. But anyway, I think they're a better team because of all the other moves they've made. Now, of course, we have to wait for the season to find out if I'm right, but I think they're a little bit better team without Soto because they've added so many pieces.
Well, as we all know, on paper, I would agree, but it's all about can they stay healthy, and it's pitching. I mean, so we'll see. It's the clutch hit in the when you need it, and can you pitch? So, John, it's going to be an interesting season. Very nice to connect with you and to talk with you today and get a little insight into spring training baseball. It's been a true delight to listen to you all the years, and I'm glad we've been able to have you here on the program with us today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on. I love being on, and I wish you all the luck in the future, okay?
Thank you so much, John.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, there goes the legendary voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. We really appreciate him joining us this morning. Mary, we probably should have asked him for his signature call, the Yankees win, the Yankees win, and I'm doing that no justice. But maybe we'll check back with him this November if the Yankees can actually beat the Dodgers this year, and we'll get that call here on the show. So that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, getting out to see spring training baseball games, whether you're in Florida or Arizona, it really is a great way. It's an economical way to see the games. And as John said in the interview, there's sort of that anticipation about the season coming. It's just a lot of fun.
And you get to see all the new players that may be coming in the years ahead or certainly later in the year as it fills in. So anyway, folks, if you have a favorite spring training experience or, you know, a place that you go to see the games yourself, whether it is in Florida or Arizona, as long as it's not the Red Sox, we don't want that. Share it with us here on the show.
Oh, our Boston fans.
Exactly. Uh-oh. Well, I know, in Cape Cod. But anyway, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Next Groundhog's Day is tomorrow, and AccuWeather meteorologist Jason Caterina is going to help set the stage for us. There's still three more segments coming your way today, folks. Don't touch that channel. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Don't you just love the way you sleep on a top-notch mattress at a luxury hotel when you travel? I do. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life, and helixsleep.com/carry will save you 20% on a mattress right now. This is a terrific quality that's affordable. Unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you aren't satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Our friends at Helix offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite Collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. It's why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix mattress. As a show fan, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial, and keep in mind that these mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as the go-to solution for improving your sleep. Save 20% today at Helix, it's H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, Groundhog Day is this weekend, Sunday, February 2nd, to be exact. And if you know the movie Groundhog Day, you know it's a big day in the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where folks anxiously await to see a particular groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil wait to see whether he can see his shadow. And if he does, it's supposed to signal a long winter. And if you've seen that movie, you know the story. But he's not the only prognosticator, says our guest, AccuWeather meteorologist Jason Caterina. Jason, is it true that Punxsutawney Phil does not have a lock on this particular tradition as an animal?
Indeed. There's about six states that have their own woodchucks that do their own prognosticating. You've got Essex Ed in New Jersey. He's been at it since 1997. He also does the Super Bowl predictions, but his caretaker says that he's much better at predicting the weather than football, but he does hibernate through most of the sports season. Tennessee, Chattanooga Chuck lives at the Tennessee Aquarium. West Virginia's got French Creek Freddy. He's got his own theme song, which, you know, I've got a better speaking voice than singing voice, so we're not going to go with the singing. Staten Island Chuck lives at the Staten Island Zoo in New York, of course. In Massachusetts, there's Miss G. That is the official groundhog of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And in Wisconsin, residents of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, have proclaimed their city as the groundhog capital of the world for more than 50 years. Their weather prognosticator is Jimmy the Groundhog.
Well, do you get the impression they do a big thing about it like they do in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. They've got a whole big tradition that they started back in 1948. So they've got all kinds of things.
Punxsutawney Phil started in 1887.
Not quite that early. 1948 was Wisconsin, so Punxsutawney's got the lock.
He started in 1887. Plus, he's got a movie about him, and none of these other guys do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. He's got the lock. He's the most famous.
All right. Now, I understand from, I think USA Today did a recent survey, and they found Punxsutawney Phil was only accurate about 39% of the time, which isn't a great accuracy rate. But you are an actual meteorologist.
Indeed.
You have agreed to sort of tell us what we might expect without having your own, you know, groundhog in the coming couple months.
Sure. We've got a nice winter outlook for the rest of the winter. The southwest and southeast, we'll see more of a quick arrival of spring. We'll have warmer temperatures, some rain, even some severe weather. Could be some setbacks with temperatures behind some cold fronts, but should be overall mild in the west, especially central California into the northwest. We're going to have periods of rain and snow throughout the month of February. Can be chilly across the northwest and northern Rockies at times, so late season skiing's looking good. More back and forth action across the plains, the Midwest, and the Mid-Atlantic, as there'll be frequent cold fronts with some storms producing rain, snow, and some ice issues. The upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast can have more of these chilly periods. It's been very, very cold at times. And we'll have some more snow or mixed precipitation from time to time. Some warm-ups, but not very consistent.
And how about up here in Minnesota, where it's always cold?
Again, just more of that cold that we've had. And boy, has it been cold at times.
What do you mean at times? The winter's like 5 months here. It's always cold here.
Exactly. But it's been especially cold at times.
Okay. As a serious meteorologist, do you pay any attention to Punxsutawney Phil?
No. No,
well,
not at all. Other than the curiosity effect. He's cute.
How many times have you seen the movie?
A few. The don't drive angry part is always my favorite part.
Well, I think I've seen it like four times. I don't know. It seems to come up all the time. Maybe they do time it for Groundhog Day. I don't know.
It seems like it always does come up around this time of year, so it makes sense.
Well, I love your national prediction. You really sound like a meteorologist when you're doing that. You've got all the right, you got the right tone. You've got the right adjectives. I'm just in awe of you guys. I understand you do coast-to-coast. You do weather for all around the United States for AccuWeather, right?
Indeed.
And how do you do that?
It's pretty busy. We've got a massive team of forecasters that put in a lot of hard work back at the home office and spread that information around. And we just record the information and send it out.
And in two sentences, is weather predicting always getting better each year or two?
It is, actually. It really is. The models are improving, and, you know, the knowledge base out there and the teamwork that's going on is incredible, making that forecasting better and better.
All right. You can check out the weather at AccuACCU, AccuWeather.com. Jason Caterina is a meteorologist with AccuWeather. Hey, Jason, I really appreciate your joining us today.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you, and we'll be right back with more Travel Talk. Don't touch that dial.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by cbdistillery.com. Now, if you can't remember the last time you slept peacefully all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Here are just a few of their 48,000 five-star reviews. Quote, the best sleep I've gotten in years. Quote, I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. Doesn't that sound great? And it's not just sleep, folks. They've got plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there and all sorts of myths involving it, but you can trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They've got over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concern, it's a new year, so maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. Our syndication team has secured for you a 20% discount to get you started. So go to cbdistillery.com and use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. They even offer pet products, too. cbdistillery.com to save 20% with the code CAREY. Well, there's a new bike route in Europe you should know about if you're a long-distance biker. And my next guest not only knows about it, she has ridden sections of it. Joanna Camara is a travel writer and cyclist, and we asked her aboard today to describe what sounds like a breathtaking 5,500-kilometer route called the Trans-Dinarica Bike Trail that links 8 Balkan nations. Joanna, welcome to the show. I know we're reaching you in Malta today. Give us a general layout of this trail, will you please? How far it extends?
Yes, hi. Welcome. Thank you for having me. And the trail is indeed linking 8 Balkan countries, which means you can start in Slovenia and go all the way south to Albania or North Macedonia. And there are multiple itineraries that cyclists can choose. So you can do some loops, you can do some one-way sections. So I did part from Podgorica in Montenegro to Sarajevo, which goes through some beautiful Dolomitar Mountains and Bjelašnica Mountains. So it's a lot of really, really breathtaking landscapes, a lot of stunning and untouched nature. And, extremely kind people and a lot of hospitality and, generosity that I have experienced on the way.
Well, I heard the word mountain there. Are we talking, big mountains?
Yes, so quite big. So they are maybe not the highest mountains in Europe. So the highest passes on Transdinarica reach probably like 1,900 meters. But there are quite a lot of climbs on the way. So you need to be in pretty good shape to do it. Unless you decide to, for example, take an e-bike and then you have some extra help. So even people who are a bit older or less sporty should actually be able to deal with the route on an e-bike.
And I noticed from what you wrote about, and I'm going to give out your website so folks can read a bit about the about your ride and what they ought to be prepared for, that camping along the way, you should take a tent. There isn't a nice hostel or hotel at every 20 kilometers or so.
So you can actually do it without the tent if you're fit enough to do, let's say, 50, 60 kilometers a day. At least most stages. There are a few stages where there is no infrastructure, but it is actually possible to do it without camping. So there are those like small mountain huts, small B&Bs along the way. So you could do it without carrying your camping gear, which is actually super nice.
Yes.
But of course, if you want to experience the nature and sleep in the tent and wake up to beautiful views, the Balkans are the perfect place to actually do it.
What is the best, very short answer, what is the best time to do this ride?
The best time?
Best
well,
seasons.
It depends which part, yes, it depends which part you want to do, but because most of the trail actually is in the mountains, so the summer is probably the best time to go, or late spring, early fall. So I cycled in Albania, I started in April, and there was still snow on some higher mountain passes. And then the part from Montenegro to Bosnia, I actually did in September. And, the weather was super hot at the beginning, and then later on when I reached the higher stages, it was actually rainy and freezing. So it's hard to tell what the best time is, but definitely somewhere from April to September, October.
Joanna, thank you so much for joining us. I take your point that there are smaller chunks you can do. You don't have to do the whole thing. You can plot your trip otherwise. But I appreciate your advice. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We will be right back. Lots of travel talk still to come. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as Mary and I reconnect with all of you tuned in out there across the nation, travel medications are going to be our focus for today's J-Block and sponsored by scenicusa.com/care.
You're going to find it's more than a river cruise when traveling with Scenic because these are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences all designed to connect you with all kinds of fascinating destinations in ultra-luxury inspired by decades of expertise. So how about enjoying a relaxing relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe with Scenic.
Well, that sounds nice. These are top-notch river cruises, folks, and travel dollars well spent. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air and up to $3,000 in savings. You'll also save an additional $100 off any offer out there, even if you work with a travel advisor with code CARRY. Go to scenicusa.com/CARRY to find all the information or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, obtaining medications that you may need for travel is easier with Runway Health, the first direct-to-consumer telehealth company focused only on travel medications. CEO and founder Josh Rome joins us on the show hotline now with details.
He is. Hello, Josh. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hi. How are you both doing?
We are well, thanks. Great, appreciate having you back with us today. So, you know, when we spoke here on the show back in July of 2022, Runway Health was a fairly new company. Mary and I have since personally ordered medications from you for our travels, and we frankly found the process to be very smooth and very convenient. So, Josh, I guess I could say, listen, you're making it happen out there. I want you to give us an update on the business, you know, going nearly 3 years later, you know, where you are at this point. And how many states and countries are you now serving?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly, again, it's great to be back. We have expanded quite a bit since we spoke a few years ago. We were really just at the beginning of our journey then, and now we're, I'd say, hitting our stride. So we're currently supporting travelers that are originating across all 50 states and have traveled to over 100 countries, acquiring things like malaria medication, nausea prevention medication, or even things like altitude sickness medications to feel better prepared for those journeys.
So, Josh, you know, as Robert said, we know firsthand how it works. And again, it's the convenience of not having to make an appointment with our primary care doctor, which these days can be very difficult to do, that I think is number one. And just having access to, you know, your online physicians, it was simple and super easy. So you just mentioned some of the types of travel medications. And again, I want to let our listeners know this is for basic travel medications, whether it's stomach problems, malaria, altitude sickness, like you said, motion sickness. And talk a little bit about your country by country travel guide, because that's also filled with great info.
Absolutely. So in addition to some of the medications that are region-based, like malaria medication, maybe supporting travelers to far-flung destinations around the globe, what has also been interesting over the past couple of years are the number of travelers that are using Runway Health to support them on journeys closer to home. So nearly 30% of our customers today are actually traveling within North America. They're just going to Mexico or the Caribbean and leveraging our services to get medication to, again, feel better prepared and support them on their journey. What we've built out on our site is what we call our Travel Health Hub, and basically it's a country-by-country database that has been aggregated from content from the CDC and the State Department, validated with our physician network, and provides relevant travel health information in a much more approachable and digestible format. Our goal here at Runway is really to empower the traveler with this information and then make it seamless to connect with that physician online and have medication, if appropriate, prescribed and shipped directly to your door before you go.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, price and accessibility to help everyone listening right now. I mean, the consultation fee is $30, medications, they're reasonably priced, and that's because you don't work with insurance companies. They arrive, you know, at your door within a few days. I think something that we should discuss is the availability of a healthcare professional for folks during the travel process in case something, you know, goes awry, they have a question. So let's talk about that and then also explain who your doctors are.
Certainly. So every single Runway Health consultation, which is always a flat $30 fee, includes access to a U.S.-based licensed physician where you maintain chat-based care before, during, and after your travels. So no matter where you are in the world, you can always log back into your Runway dashboard, open up that chat portal, and message with your physician who knows a bit about your health history and knows where you are in the world and can support you really with any non-emergency travel health needs. Obviously, if you're experiencing an emergency, we recommend you visit a local clinic. What we found is these physicians are answering questions like, you know, should I or should I not take this medication, you know, based on these symptoms that I'm experiencing, or I missed a dose of my malaria pills yesterday. Should I double up today or just skip the day? So again, non-emergency travel health support really across your whole customer journey.
And the doctors are licensed within each state wherever you live, correct?
That's exactly it. So we have access to a physician team of nearly 150 physicians that are licensed across all 50 states. So as you initiate that online questionnaire-based consultation, our system and algorithms will align you to a physician that is specifically credentialed and licensed to provide medical advice and care for your specific state.
Well, Josh, you have certainly filled a huge gap in travel and healthcare, and it's been a fantastic medium for us to order medications for our travels. So real quick, before we run out of time, you have about 30 seconds. Any plans or goals for Runway Health as we move forward in 2025?
We're just excited to continue supporting travelers. We're expanding our portfolio, everything from the oral typhoid vaccine called Vivotif to even things like EpiPens that we'll be launching with next month. We've enhanced some of our shipping options as well, so we can actually, again, if prescribed, get you your medications in as few as 3 days. So our goal really here is just to continue supporting travelers, ensuring they're better prepared for every journey, and being really that go-to solution for travel.
All right, well, I want to give the website, folks, runwayhealth.com, runwayhealth.com. You will find all the information you need. And, Josh, we really appreciate you checking in with us. Congratulations on the growth of the business, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you both.
Yeah, great check-in. Thank you.
Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Josh Mary, Runway Health. Good for him. And the business is growing, folks. Go check out the website and let us know if you use the service. We would really appreciate that. RunwayHealth.com. That's going to do it for this February 1st broadcast, everyone. Until next Saturday, February 8th, when we're back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.